Yeah, all of them are exactly the same. They have the exact same software, user interface, and everything. The difference, of course, is the Zero is you don't have any ports. You know, there's no Ethernet port, and the one available micro USB is they use that for the to get the data plus data minus lines off for the interface. So you have to set up the Wi-Fi. It's best to just have them set it up for your home Wi-Fi before they ship it, and then you can use. They've got this function called Wi-Fi by light. Now, don't get me going on that. I tried all morning to get that to work. I could not get that to work. So what I had to do was Greg gave me a great idea. It was so obvious. It was embarrassingly obvious. But he said, well, it's working on your home network. Why don't you just change your phone hotspot to the same SSID and the same password? It'll connect up to that. Then you can get in there, manage it, and add your work Wi-Fi. Sure enough, that worked fine. But the thing was is that Wi-Fi by light function wasn't working. But that's the thing. You don't have the ports. You can't jack it in, and you can't you can't get access. Other than that, the Zero and the Four versions are shipping with a ham VoIP underlying OS, whereas the Five, which I'd never buy anyhow, just because of the power consumption, but the Fives are running the new ASL3. But they'll all be running ASL3 soon enough. So what's the difference? Really nothing except for the, like you said, the hardware. Functionally, they're exactly the same. And I went with the Zero because Zeros are much more power tolerant and much more frugal. So for something like this, that's, let's face it, that's why I'm buying it. I want it to be, frugal and be able to work in a wide, in a wide variety of I don't want it to be very persnickety about the 5 volts, as you know, some of these, especially a Pi 4 or Pi 5, you lose nothing but that connectivity. And where the only place I think that really matters is the Wi-Fi